Hello?
Hello, my name is Robert, conducting an opinion, sir. Hello? Conducting an opinion, sir. We would like to ask you a few questions about the important issues facing the children of Boston and the schools in your area. Are you at least 18 years of age?
Yes.
Okay. Thank you. Let me go ahead and continue. Okay. How many children do you have living with you that attend kindergarten to 12th grade on the current school year?
Two.
Okay.
The stuff should be here in like 5 minutes.
I'll be quick, ma'am.
No,
which of the following best describe the school your children attend to this current school year? Select whatever applies. Okay, one of the district public schools in Boston. A charter school, a public school, but outside Boston. Yes, ma'am.
So I live in Chelsea. I don't know if that's considered Boston.
It's still part of Massachusetts, no?
Yeah, yeah. So it's public, just public.
Okay, okay. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Okay. Your age, ma'am?
39.
Thank you. Let's continue. Do you describe your gender as man, woman, or non-binary?
Woman, please.
Thank you. How would you describe your race? White, Caucasian, African-American, Black, Hispanic, Latino, Asian?
Hispanic,
or...
Latino.
Thank you. Thinking specifically on the children who are enrolled in the Boston Public School, what grades are your children currently going this year? Kindergarten?
Fifth grade. Yep.
Got it. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Okay, a reminder of the Boston Public School System, also referred as BPS system, is the district administrator overseeing a system of 125 schools serving the city of Boston. Overall, how satisfied or dissatisfied are you personally with the Boston Public School System? Very satisfied, somewhat satisfied, somewhat dissatisfied, very dissatisfied.
Somewhat satisfied.
Okay, whenever you want me to repeat the question, just let me know, okay? I'll be more than happy to repeat it for you again. The students are often graded on the quality of their work using the letters A, B, C, D, and F. Suppose your fifth grade children in school was graded on the same way. Overall, how would you grade your fifth grade children in school? A, B, C, D, F.
I would say a C.
Okay. Thank you. How about public Boston Public School as a whole? Overall, how would you grade Boston Public Schools? A, B, C, D, F.
I would say B.
Okay, thank you. Thinking now about Boston Mayor Michelle Wu, how would you grade the job she's doing on the Boston Public Schools? A, B, C, D, F.
I would say A.
Thank you. As you might know, the Boston Public School System says is committed to transforming the lives of children through exemplary teaching in a world-class system of innovative, welcoming schools. In your view, how well the Boston Public School System live up to this commitment? Very well, somewhat well, not too well, not at all.
Somewhat.
Thank you. As you might know, the Boston Public School System says that they are partners with the community, families, and students. In your view, how well do you say Boston Public School System is partnering with you? Very well, somewhat well, not too well, not at all.
Very well. Hold on 1 second. Don't hang up. I have a
delivery.
Hold on one second. Go ahead. Okay. Hello?
No problem. If you had to say whose interest do you think Boston Public School System is most focused on, is it big two? Parents, teachers, students, the superintendent, BPS system leader, politicians, and the local community. Which two would you pick?
I would say teachers.
Mm-hmm. And your second choice?
Superintendent.
Okay, thank you. You mentioned you had a children of fifth grade. Well, you actually have both. For the next section, yeah, we're going to ask specifically about your fifth grade.
Okay, I have a delivery, so I need that, please.
Go ahead. Take it there.
Thank you.
No problem. Sí, no te preocupes. I got me a 2020 right now, so I gotta have food for the whole rest of the week. Nah.
All right. Hello. So sorry.
Okay, no problem. I'm gonna stay here. Don't worry. I got that whole night. How engaging.
You're like, I get paid something.
You know what? It's actually fun. How engaged do you want to be with your fifth grade children education? Very engaged, somewhat engaged, not too engaged, not at all engaged.
Very, very well engaged.
Thank you. Next, how engaged do you feel Boston Public School System enables you to be with your fifth grade children's education? Very engaged, somewhat engaged, not too engaged, not at all engaged.
We'll say very engaged.
Thank you. As a parent of a student in Boston Public School System, to what extent do you agree or disagree with each of the following? My feedback is valuable by leaders of the Boston Public School. Strongly agree, somewhat disagree, strongly disagree.
Can you repeat the question?
Sure, no problem. My feedback is valued by the leaders of the Boston Public School System. Strongly agree, somewhat disagree, strongly disagree.
Somewhat agree.
Thank you. The Boston Public School System makes it easy for me to share my concerns. Strongly agree, somewhat disagree, or strongly agree?
Somewhat agree.
Thank you. Boston Public School System makes me feel welcome. Strongly agree, somewhat disagree, strongly disagree?
Strongly agree.
Thank you. The communication I receive from the Boston Public School System are easy to understand. Strongly agree, somewhat disagree, strongly disagree.
Strongly agree.
Thank you. Okay. How concerned are you about your fifth grade children's emotional well-being while they are at school? Very concerned, somewhat concerned, not too concerned, not at all concerned.
Somewhat concerned.
Thank you. How concerned are you about your fifth grade children's physical safety while they are on school? Very concerned, somewhat concerned, not too concerned, not at all concerned.
Somewhat concerned.
Thank you. About how many days have your fifth grade children have been absent from school so far this year? 0, 1 to 4, 5 to 8, 9 or more?
1 to 4.
Thank you. What is the reason your fifth grade children has been absent from school so far this year? Have they been absent for safety concerns? Yes, no?
No.
Okay. Doesn't want to go to school? Yes, no?
No.
Okay. Mental health, yes, no?
No.
Thank you. Other illness, yes, no?
Yes.
Thank you. COVID, yes, no?
No.
Thank you. Family obligations, yes, no?
No.
Thank you. They've been sick, huh?
Yes.
No problem. I got to actually ask that question. Does your fifth grade children's school offers fresh food prepared outside at the school or packaged food brought in from elsewhere? Fresh food prepared outside at the school, packaged food brought from somewhere else?
Like fresh food for lunch or just food
Food as in breakfast and lunch. You know, the program for... Okay. Yeah. Thank you.
Sorry.
As you might know, no problem. As you know, BPS recently conducted a report on the physical condition of each school. At the average school was 38% out of 100, which is the following do you think need improvement for the fifth grade children's school? Air quality, classrooms, outside space, overall cleanliness, safety.
Classroom, like as in sizes or
the quality of it, like classrooms, you know how clean the classrooms are?
Oh, his school is new, so it's great.
Okay, so let me see. So there's no improvements?
No, it's new. Well, everything's new.
Okay, no problem. No problem. Does your fifth grade children have an individualized education plan, so sometimes called a EIP?
EIP? Yes. No.
No? Okay, thank you.
Not yet.
We're almost done, ma'am.
Okay.
Does your fifth grade children receive services for English language learners, sometimes called ELL? Yes or no?
No.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. The last few questions are for statistical purposes only. What language are you speaking in the house? English, Spanish, Cape Verdean, Haitian Creole, Arabic, Vietnamese, Mandarin? Thank you.
Sorry, I know you could have went on forever.
Yeah, we almost done, ma'am. I got probably three or four more questions for you. What is the last year of a school that you have completed? 11th grade or less? High school graduate? Some college, but less than 2 years of college? Some college, 2 years or more, like a AA degree?
Okay, some college, less than 2 years.
Thank you. Yeah. Last year, what was the total family income from the sources before taxes? Just stop me when I hit the right category. Below $25,000, $25,000 to $35,000, $35,000 to $50,000. $50,000 to $75,000, $75,000 to $100,000, $100,000 to $150,000.
The one before that.
Got it. Okay, thank you, ma'am, for actually participating on this survey. Like I say, your opinion is very appreciated, and have a wonderful day.
Thank you. You too. Happy holidays.
Thank you. You too. Happy holidays, ma'am.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Good work.
No sé dónde vive hoy, ya se movió.
Ya no vive allí mismo, ya la vueltecita de donde vive.
¿Qué le ibas a mandar a alguien? Preguntarle que si va a estar a verle o son, que hay quien mire, many, güey. You know, I'm a cool with you, fool.
Okay.
Yeah. ¿Y si no? Pero yo no tengo el teléfono de él, vos lo tenés.
Sí.
Pégale una llamada y decirle que meet me where he wants to meet me, around the corner where he used to live. Tell him I'll go over there and look for him. Ya me eché el survey, maje. Y soy el único que ha hecho uno de Boston. Ya. Y la señora bien contenta, man. Pues sí. Sí, decirle nomás que mi right there, man. No, ahí donde te dejaron, donde no te dejas. Va, allí vive arriba el Rick. El JP vive para adentro, a la vuelta, a salir a la calle, a la vuelta otra vez. Ok. Si no, decirle de todos modos, y si no, mandame el número, yo le llamo.
Pero si no, pero Rick se va a quedar donde se queda Rick.
No, Rick se va a quedar en otro lado.
Pero vos vas a
pagar. Yo me voy, ¿ah?
¿Vas a pagar cuarto?
No, yo me voy a quedar con el papá de este.
Oh, okay.
Ahí en la casa del papá de este me estoy quedando. ¿Sí? Sí, pues ahí está cerca de todos modos, como te digo. Ya trabajo aquí. No, no, don't lag up. Don't lag up, just ponete en paz, nada más. Nomás en paz. ¿Por qué? ¿Qué pasó? Yeah. Me eché uno más. De los de Boston. Sí, no, y son solo de Bergen.